If you're not listening to the Smoke World Podcast, you're wasting your time, you mortal. What's up, folks? Welcome to another episode of Smoke World. I'm your host, Stone. So go grab that stick. Go grab a glass or whatever you're drinking. Let's sit back and have that conversation. Hey, people. What's up? How y'all doing? How's everything going? Everything is good. Lovely. Listen, it's been a minute since I had the opportunity to get on this mic and have a conversation. I've been getting calls, texts, IG, Stone. What you doing, brother? What's going on with the podcast? The podcast is still here. Here's the thing, folks. You know, we're going to have a real conversation today. Podcasts, video content, setting up IG, TikTok, Twitter, aka X, all those different platforms take time out of your day. You need to have something to put out there. You need to have something to say. And I'm not going to lie, people. Let's be honest. I struggle with that. People, you know, get on the mic and they just go and they talk for hours. That is a learned skill. Am I saying I don't have that yet? I'm not necessarily saying that, but the question becomes, what do you talk about? Now, obviously, if you find something that you're passionate about or you have a lot of knowledge about, maybe you're great in that arena. But we smoke cigars, and I have to be really, really honest, people. I'm not trying to talk about cigars all day. That's not reality. Now, you may say it's called Smoke World. Yes, but what do I say on the onset? Grab a glass or whatever you're drinking, and let's have a conversation. It's about conversation, folks. We got to be honest. You heard me say this a million times. If we're sitting in a lounge, I'm going to be confident to say 99% of the time, the conversation is not boggled down, not locked in to talking about cigars. It's just not. That's just not who we are. We're social creatures. We conversate. We share information about our family, our work, religion, the news, the current news. And Lord knows there is enough news to have a conversation about. No matter which side you may fall on, there is news to have a conversation about. So, to go back to my original point on the long, long, long path, I am still here, people. And I want to say thank you. Thank you for being patient. Again, this shit ain't easy, man. I'm telling you. This, what, 3 years for me? And like I said, you're chasing guests. I'm just not there with the chasing nobody. Especially when you're promoting their products, no matter what it is. It's a product. You're getting promoted free. In all reality, okay, they don't pay me to say, hey, Stone, yeah, we want to talk about whatever it may be. They don't give me a check, people. At least not yet. How about that? But you know what's interesting? I'm going to bounce around here, guys and girls, my lovely ladies, my sisters of the leaf. I'm going to bounce around a little bit because it's been a while. I'm just going to get some stuff off my chest. I haven't had the opportunity to get on this mic and talk. A lot of the stuff you heard before. You know why? Because it's the truth. I'm going to repeat myself from the past. You've heard it. You've heard it. But I must say, this is funny. I think it's funny. My brother, our brother, most of you guys and girls know Lee Mack 912. Yeah, cigar reviewer on YouTube. If you're not familiar, good brother, go check him out. But you know what? I'm finding out that they got beef. The cigar industry people, other reviewers, are coming at Lee Mack like we in a hip-hop game. I'm like, what? We smoke cigars, baby. This is a real relaxed, calm, cool, let your hair down type of atmosphere. Well, guess what? I've been mistaken to believe that was the case. This cat, I don't even know the dude's name, but he made this whole video coming at Lee Mack, calling him all kind of names. I'm like, what the is going on? This is beef in the cigar review arena? Get the fuck out of here. What are you joking, dude? Sit your ass down. Come on, people. Stop playing tough. Because, don't get me wrong. It ain't like young people not smoking, but I don't think the 21-year-olds are the majority of the cigar culture. I may be wrong. What do I know? Do I have factual, statistical studies to say that? I do not. My anecdotal research comprehension is saying it's a mature crowd. So, all this beef, like, we running the streets, we not doing that. We chilling, okay? Some of us waking up with pain that we didn't have before we went to sleep. So, we ain't about that life. So, my man, whoever you are, don't know your name. Don't care to know your name. Cut the bullshit, okay? We smoke cigars, dog. All right? Sit your ass down. Turn that camera off and get your head right. Smoke some good cigars or something. Maybe you're smoking weed with the cigar and now you're coming out with beef videos. Get your ass out of here, man. You must be out your cotton picking mind. Whew, I had to say that, folks, because I just saw that. And I was like, what the hell is going on? Are you serious? Are you serious, my man? Maybe you don't sit your ass down with a red scarf on looking like you from a set. Come on, man. Cut the nonsense out. Anyway. My bad, folks. I'm just saying. That's the kind of shit that's going on out here right now. With real shit going on in the world, we got Fruit Loops. Tell me he got a beef with a cigar reviewer named Lee Mack. Get your... Yeah, okay. Anyway, I'm going to tell you something. I have been going to a few events, linked up again with my man, Rick Rodriguez, West Tampa. He's got something new coming out. I want to say it's out already. It's a new cigar. I don't know if it's called Bauchi. That's the thing about these cigars. Let me tell you, folks. See, that's why I couldn't do it like that, because the names of these cigars will make me look really dumb, because some of them I just can't say. I'm just being real. You too? Yeah. Some of them I just, I look and say, I don't know how you say that. But anyway, West Tampa does have a new stick out. I'm going to spell it for you. How about I do that? It's B-O-L-I-C-H. They call it the Boulevard, Bauchi Boulevard from West Tampa. Comes out this month. This month being, I'm assuming, November, it's out. And talk to my man, Lee. Stolen Throne Cigars. They got the queen. She's running around. Good smoke. Now, here's the thing, folks. Speaking of smokes, I'm a little late to the game. Yeah, mind your business. So what? I'm a little late. Here's the thing. Steve Saka, meat lover. Yo, I'm going to just say, wow, that was a banging stick, the meat lover. And, you know, I was gifted with it, so I had no idea as far as pricing, didn't look for it because I wasn't familiar. And it's my understanding it's called Meat Lover because of the history. They created that cigar for that exact title, where they would get together, cigar smokers, and eat meat, red meat. They have these types of events where you spend X amount of dollars, steak, burgers, all that. So this particular cigar, if I'm understanding correctly, was created for that type of event. Bro, like I said, that thing was banging. Meat lover, Steve Saka, I have to give you a shout out. I went to go look for it online. Couldn't find it. Sold out. Out of stock. And, now don't laugh at me, y'all, they wasn't Smoke World prices. I'm like, oh, wow. It was a great stick. A little pricey, you know, compared to Smoke World prices. But to be honest with you, I've been at these shops and the prices of cigars are going up like gas. You go 1 week, it's like a dollar more the next week. I understand, but my check ain't going up like that. So, okay, I'm just saying, at the end of the day, minimum price right now for a nice stick, minimum, it's like $12, $13. What the is going on? I'm about to start smoking cigarettes or something. Nah, I ain't going to do that. But look, folks, I wanted to get out here, let you know my voice. I'm still here. And I appreciate y'all being patient with a brother. I'm going to get guests. I'm going to have guests. That's not even the question. But I don't feel like chasing no guests. Okay? That's how I feel. I'm just saying. That's what happens when you get grown. Your patience is just not like it used to be. I used to be a nice guy. Not saying I'm not a nice guy right now, but my patience, I noticed that there is a difference from 10 years ago. Some shit I just don't tolerate and I just start snapping. Like, what the? I'm like, yo, bro, you was not like that in the past. So, with that being the case, folks, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate your patience. I don't take getting on this mic for granted. Not at all. And you may say, Stone, all you did was ramble on this podcast. I just want to let you guys know I'm still here. Still running strong. Nothing has changed. Now, again, was a little discouraged. Like a blank podcast moment. But I am still here, people. So with that being the case, thank you. Continue to support me. I will support you. Reach out to me. Email stone@smokeworldpodcast.com. The website, smokeworldpodcast.com. And if you want to follow me on IG, that's okay because I will follow you back and we can be friends. Smoke World Podcast on IG. But folks, family, cousins, nephews and nieces, thank you. And guess what? We'll talk to you in next, let's say about a week or so. I'm putting some stuff together. I got a couple people reaching out, so we gonna do what we do. Thank y'all so much. Love y'all. Peace.